Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of Jaded. I'm one of your hosts, Jen.
I am your other host, Janine, and welcome. We have a lot of stuff that went on this week to
we
cover
do.
Today.
We have the first episode of Tayshia, the moment
multiple,
we've been waiting for.
Multiple babies for some reason. A lot of babies.
A lot of children. It's unsettling. Not
a little
gonna lie
bit.
To you. And then some other slight drama, but I think we're just gonna dive right into it today as to not further delay the justice our Queen Tayshia deserves.
Yes, we are giving her the airtime she has been owed. So let's get into it.
Let's do it. All right, so let's get into it. I'm going to pull up my notes. I will say I took less notes on this episode. I was just trying to enjoy Tayshia and ignore the whole Claire and Dale interview. So
yeah, that seemed like super out of place, honestly.
It did, and we will talk about it in depth.
Yes.
So I want to start with, I'm so glad that Tayshia walked in and the men's jaws dropped. I was like, yes, that is my queen. You better fucking respect her. They were all so excited, and I was like, as you should be, as you should be. I'd be hyped too if Tayshia walked into a room. I'd be like, oh my god, yes, she's here, my queen.
I like in the scenario that there's like a world where you guys would be in the same room at the same time.
I'd like to imagine. I just like
it's a better
she's
place.
She's such an amazing woman. It'd be a better world if everybody had a Tayshia.
Oh my god. Yeah, and they all were like immediately, we like her better than Claire. And I was like, all right, you guys, okay, I see you being shady. I see it.
I mean, bet I like her better than Claire too. That's
same.
What they expected when they originally signed up.
Like, y'all are just copying us. We've been saying that since, like, January.
Right? It's just, for some of these men who were in the original cast, like, that is who they signed up for. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I can't imagine how exciting that must be for them to be like, oh, thank God.
Right, honestly. And especially after, like, everything that they went through with Claire, which, I mean, it's not, like, traumatic or anything, but they were probably like, this was a fucking waste of 12 days of my life.
Right, and like some of them like had to like leave their jobs and like
yeah, like that sucks. Like
it's
I
a whole
did,
ordeal
like,
to go on The Bachelor.
Yeah, and like I had some sympathy for them, like a little bit, because like that must suck a lot. Did some people blow it out of proportion? Absolutely, but yeah, like I did feel kind of bad for them. So it was nice that Tayshia came in and was like, "Hello, I'm here. I'm saving 2020. I'm saving the day."
Especially Chasen's reaction, it was so cute. He was like, oh my god.
Right?
I was like, yes, baby. I appreciate your reaction and I love it. Keep them coming.
I forget at what point this happened in the cocktail party, but at one point she was like, okay, let's get started. And like everyone jumped up to her at once. And I was like, Claire is probably watching this, like white knuckling her couch, just like absolutely enraged because she had to scream at them for not wanting to talk to her.
Right? Like just the difference. The men are so excited and she's so articulate, like in her opening speech she just like was so articulate and all, like it that was a woman speaking, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like the difference between her and Claire is night and day, because like Tayshia is like genuinely mature, like she knows what she wants, she doesn't have to stand around and like scream about I'm this 40 this single standing here, like all that bullshit. Like she doesn't have to say that. Like she's just genuinely a mature woman who's here and she's gonna like not act like a child throwing a tantrum this whole time. And I'm excited for the change of pace. And you could tell immediately how the energy shifted within the
oh,
house
yes.
with the guys, like everything. Even they commented on it.
We also just started seeing the guys' personalities.
Yeah.
They were also like shy and reserved with Claire. And then we finally got to see some of their personalities. And I loved that. Just seeing who these guys actually are.
Same. It finally feels like we're watching The Bachelorette.
It does. It finally feels like it, which is absurd that it took any amount of time. But Brandon in their first conversation was so cute. He's so sweet and like shy and reserved, and his energy just balances Tayshia so beautifully.
I stan his turtleneck. We love a man who can rock a turtleneck.
Like they're all in suits and I'm over here in a turtleneck, and Tayshia's like, no, your turtleneck is so cute.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the weird guy in a turtleneck. And I'm like, you have fucking taste, sir.
You are a man of status, of class.
Yeah, honestly, like, I like it. I think the men are really bringing it with the fashion this season, honestly.
They are. They are truly killing it.
We stan.
And then Chris Harrison fucking swooping in with the, can I steal you for a second? And here's the
Oh
thing.
my God.
That was funny. What I want to talk about more is the other guys' reactions to new guys coming in. And I want to start with Blake. He was taking it like a personal attack. Like Chris Harrison was personally attacking him by bringing in new men. And I just think in that part of the episode, the guys lost the focus of like, this is the Bachelorette, not look at all of these bachelors trying to date this one woman. It's not about the contestants.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, yeah, they're going to bring more people in for Tayshia because she is the lead and this is about her finding love. And so many of the guys just like were acting so deluded and dramatic, being like, well, that's not fair to us. They were trying to give us a second chance. I was like, this is not about you. You signed up to date someone. Like, this show is not about you. It is about the lead.
Yeah, that was like, it bothered me because there was this sense of kind of entitlement coming from the men that had been there. And I get that they have a bond and they like went through this thing together and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't a normal season. But like, they acted like they deserved to be handed someone on a silver platter for all of the trouble that they went through. And it's like, this is not about you guys. Like, it is to an extent, but like, the lead is the lead. Like, that's
and, like,
who they're catering to.
Like, these guys are going to be with you. They're going to stay with you. So, like, why just be so mean and abrasive to them? Because they weren't there to start with. You know what I mean? Like, it's not on these guys that they weren't brought in before. And I, like, it really bothered me how, like you said, entitled they were acting. Like, this show is suddenly about them. And, like, their attitude made it seem like Tayshia was brought in for them individually. And less like, oh no, we're gonna find love. See, it was like more of a possessive thing over Tayshia, and I really did not like that.
Yeah, I agree. It like it was almost kind of like, oh well, like it didn't. How am I gonna? I don't know how to phrase this thought, so I'm just gonna say it and hope it makes sense. It was like they saw like Tayshia as a replacement for Claire, like the Bachelorette was theirs. They didn't care who it was. They just needed another one. And it was like they were acting as if they were bringing in a Bachelorette for them rather than you guys are all here. We have a show to do. We need a new lead because like you guys are the contestants. We have to have a lead who's going to pick from you. Not that like, oh, we have to give you guys someone else because Claire was such a pain in your ass and we feel so bad for you guys. Like, no. Like, they feel like they seem to think that they're the main show.
Like, they're the main character. They're all the main characters in their story. When, like, this is about the lead.
Exactly.
Like, this, The Bachelorette in its nature is about the lead finding love. And yeah, the contestants, like, we see them. And, like, you guys are there to create drama. And, like, ultimately, maybe one of you will find love with someone. But the show is not about you.
Right.
And that like, hurts me. But.
Yeah. No, it bothered me. I think the thing that I kind of felt like, for lack of a better word, it almost like, I mean, it didn't dehumanize Tayshia, but it just kind of treated her like she was just there. Like,
or like she was obligated. She had an obligation to these men or something.
Yeah. Like they were like entitled to like possess her in one way or another, which like, probably not the intention of what they were saying, but that's kind of how it came off, and it was kind of icky.
Yes, for sure. Let's talk about some other limo entrances. So, yes. Spencer, we'll talk about him more, but his eyes are beautiful. We said this before. And then he made, like, a bad joke inside, and all the dudes were like, I'm going to fight this guy. And, like, there are other things he did that, like, yeah, he's probably going to be a villain. But, like, he just made a bad joke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
From that first impression, they're like, I hate this guy. He's so entitled. Like, he made a bad joke. Like, chill out.
I mean, okay, like, I do think it was a bad joke, and I think part of it came from nerves, because I can't imagine walking into that room as the first dude and being like, I know they're gonna hate me. But it was, like, it was kind of, I was not a fan of it. I take back everything nice I've ever said about this guy. I fucking hate this guy. I will talk about it more later. But, like, it seemed like he was kind of trying to get under their skin a little bit. Like, just a little bit. Like, he was being a little bit antagonizing. Like, it was a bad joke, yes. Do I think he meant harm by it? Not really. But I think he was kind of trying to, like, get on their nerves and be like, I'm fucking here now.
I mean, a little, yeah. That's definitely his personality. I just, like,
yeah.
The audacity of these men. Like,
for just their attitudes in general, like on both sides, the new guys coming out of the limo and the guys who are already there, just the audacity. Like, the men really have the audacity. Like, what gives them the right?
Right.
And like, the whole thing was just like a quick trip to drama town. Like, and I just truly don't understand why the men couldn't man up and be like, yeah, there's other men here, but I feel I'm good for Tayshia, so I'm not going to let that get in my way, when they all just like acted like little bitches. Like,
right.
And like, it just really bothered me because the guys who were already there were acting like they're all on different playing fields. Like, bitch, it's night one again. Get off your high horse.
Yeah.
Night one, she knows none of you. None of you have an advantage. And then Ed said something, and I just wrote down, fuck off, Ed. No one wants you here. Like, I'm over
Ed.
I don't
know
why.
Every single time.
I hate him. I can't tolerate him.
No, I completely agree. And, like, I don't know anything about him at all. Every single time Ed comes on screen, me and Troy are like, go away, Ed. Like, we just don't. Troy fucking hates Ed. And I'm like, you've never heard him speak. And he's like, I don't care. I don't like Ed.
I don't like Ed either. And, like, nobody else even knows who Ed is. I think we are the only people in Bachelor Nation speaking about Ed. but fuck that guy.
Honestly, he's apparently going to be talking a lot more next episode.
Unfortunately.
Oh my god. This is
an
Ed
hate
account.
I don't want to see more of him. I don't like him.
Sorry, Ed.
It all started when his voice didn't match his face, and it's been downhill from there.
I was just going to say, that is the moment you had a vendetta that could never go away.
but Spencer did end up getting the first rose and the first kiss.
Are we surprised?
No. But Zach with Tayshia, their like little one-on-one time was so,
so
freaking
cute.
It was so cute.
I love him. I really,
he's
really
so
love
sweet.
Him.
He's
yeah.
so sweet. And I love that we're finally getting to see like who these guys are. And like Claire kept saying, I have such really good guys here. But we didn't see really good guys, you know?
No. It was the Dale and Claire show with sometimes Blake and then a smattering of Kenny. That was it.
Yes. And I love that when they canceled the rose ceremony, Tayshia did it instead of like Christmas being like, it's canceled. Like Tayshia actually doing it. And I loved that.
And like she like framed it in a way because she was doing it so she could get to know all of them better. And like she said that, and she didn't say it to stoke drama or be like, there's not going to be a rose ceremony. She was like, I want to get to know you guys. Why would I send anybody home when I don't know you yet? I want to talk to you more. Whereas I feel like Claire would be like fucking rude about it.
For sure. 100%. So next up we have the thing that could have been done after the final rose.
Yeah.
With Claire and Dale. I've had enough of Claire crying. She cried the entire interview. And I didn't really understand why she was crying. She's crying because Dale does the bare minimum, it sounds
Jen,
like.
Jen, she was crying because Dale showed up for her. And
isn't
he continues to show up for her, which is literally the bare fucking minimum that anyone could ever do for you is just be physically present. And I think the bar is so low for a 39-year-old woman that she's like, yeah, I just want a man to, like, be there. Like, there. He's there. Cool. I'm going to cry about it. Like, what are you doing? Like, expect more.
Yeah, it's interesting. I also think that this now confirms. Remember when we had those photos of Claire back at the resort and we're like, why the fuck is she back?
Yeah, that was why. Yeah.
That's definitely when this was filmed. But they were acting like.
They were acting like it was, like, yesterday.
They were acting like it was yesterday, but they were also acting like they got engaged 2 days ago. You know what I mean? Like
it was
really
wildly weird.
Confusing.
And then also like with Chris Harrison asking Bachelor Nation wants to know if you guys were talking before, like that was weird because of the time that they filmed it, no one was really talking about that. Nobody really knew at that point. Yeah, we were, but like nobody else was. Not all of Bachelor Nation. We are just
it
very
was like
early.
The spoiler community would like to know. and it was so weird. I want to talk about when Chris Harrison said, what's next for you? And Dale goes, marriage. And Claire just goes, babies. And and then Dale just kept shaking his head and going, marriage. Like, this man does not want to procreate with her.
Dale, blink twice if you need help.
Right. It was so, the whole thing was so gross. Give me more Tayshia. I was over it. And just like,
yeah,
it was very clear that they had not had a conversation about children.
No, that was the first time she brought that up.
Immediately pregnant. And Dale's like, no, like, I want to get married, do things in an order. And she's like, babies? And like, you and Chris Harrison's like, Dale, you don't seem okay with that. And Dale was like,
no, not really. We're
gonna see how it goes. Like, he was trying to play it off like it wasn't like an issue.
Yeah, it's like, gonna Claire be an issue. Get
knocked up tomorrow, and Dale's like, I don't know about that.
I mean, like, from coming from her perspective, I do kind of understand it, just because of, I mean, I'm not calling her old, but we know, like,
fertility wise,
yeah, fertility wise, like, it would make sense to do it as soon as possible, but like, in terms of her relationship, it does not make sense to do it as soon as possible. So I get that, like, that's probably a priority for her, but like, if your partner doesn't agree, then you can't do it, because it's also a decision both of you make.
Have a conversation about it before you go and be interviewed by Chris Harrison, and don't just blurt out babies.
That scared me. Troy looked at me when she said that, and he just goes, this woman is fucking nuts. I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, she very much is.
All right. Do you have any more thoughts on the interview? I would very much like to move on.
Yeah, I really want to move on.
Okay. I want to talk about what I think is the most important thing that happened.
I knew this was going to be your most important note.
I wrote this note in all caps. It was at the pool date. Jordan C, our boy, has 2 bird tattoos on his chest. You know who has those exact same tattoos? Exact same birds.
Yes.
Harry Edward Styles. He has a Harry Styles tattoos. I looked, I rewinded, I went back, I zoomed in. It is the same birds, same placement, same design. He has a Harry Styles tattoo. I have never learned anything more important about any Bachelor contestant ever. I'm thrilled. I'm elated. I love him even more now. We didn't get enough shots of it, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but I noticed it immediately.
I knew. I was watching it, and when that, like, when I saw that, I was like, Jen's gonna lose her fucking mind over this.
I was watching it, and I screamed. I was like, oh my god, he has a Harry Styles tattoo. This man is perfect. Like, oh my god.
Are we switching you? Why the fuck did my, what the, sorry. I was watching that, and that happened, and I was like, Troy, I think Jen is switching from the Blake train, and she's on the Jordan train now. His family lives in the town over. It'll work. Close by. Hometown.
A hometown date would be interesting, because it'd be like, I'm right next door. Do you want to just...
Dude, that would be so funny, actually. A hometown date where you're just like, yeah, we have to come to your town because there's nothing in our town. So I know my way around. We have to go to Southington for fucking everything. We want something to eat, Southington. We want to go shopping, Southington. We want to breathe air, Southington.
It's just, that would be so funny.
All Cheshire has is fucking liquor stores and pharmacies and depression.
Places.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. Oh, and Dunkin' Donuts, excuse me. Oh, Jen, this is a side note, but you know that, like, Chinese buffet place that's been closed for 17 years?
Yeah.
They're turning it into a Starbucks, apparently.
Ooh, drama.
I know. Everybody's very angry about it. They're like, what about our small businesses? And I'm like, y'all go to Dunkin'. I see the drive-through line.
I thought people would be more mad because ain't nobody going to take away business from Dunkies, you know?
Yeah, right? What about Dunks? Think of the Dunks.
Think of the Dunks.
Anyway.
I hate dates that send half the guys home, but I like that they, like, the guys thought they were going home, and Tayshia was like, just kidding. But I would like to take a moment and speak directly to the producers, Janine, if that is all right.
Yeah, they're definitely listening, for sure.
Okay. Dear producer, this is a formal plea to please stop objectifying these men. They definitely could have competed in their normal swimsuits, and you could have just given them the sweatbands. You did not have to make them all put on tight little swim trunks that were definitely not the right sizes for them, by the way. You didn't ask them what tight swim trunks they were. You just, what'd you give them, a one size fits all? That's not real. And I would like us to stop objectifying these men. And I liked that Tayshia wasn't running around like Claire. I think Tayshia handled it well, not like objectifying them. Like, obviously she was enjoying the date, but like, this was a lot more tasteful, although it's still not tasteful.
Yeah.
Please stop objectifying the men. They could have played the game in their normal swim trunks.
Yep.
And that would have been fine. I would have been okay with that. And you should have just given them the sweatband. It was unnecessary. It was unneeded.
It was objectifying. It was not super awesome. Thought we learned, but apparently we did not.
We did not. So I will say on this basketball date, if you've heard Troy talk in our podcast before, he talks about how Jordan was his camp counselor, and that he could dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Was Troy upset that Jordan did not dunk on the
date? Yes, I asked him. I was like, why didn't he dunk? And Troy just goes, I don't fucking know. He should have.
I literally wrote my note for Troy. Are you mad that we didn't see Jordan dunk?
I will text him and ask him right now.
But Blake was so pissed that they lost. But baby boy, maybe sports just aren't your thing. I get that you play hockey, but like, maybe these like physical contact sports, just like, or even dodgeball, not even physical contact. Like, I don't think sports are his thing, you know? And he just gets so mad about it.
He was so pissed.
And sweetie, maybe just sports aren't your thing, and that's okay. But you need to calm down. Somebody get this man like a Xanax or something, because he really was so high strung, and I'm really over it.
Yeah, he's. I liked him a lot to start out with, and it's just been like less and less and less as this has gone on.
Yes,
I don't know. A fall from grace.
Yes. So Chris Harrison, I want to talk about this because the way he said it, when he said the winners were going to a barbecue, he said it like on Survivor when they go to a food reward. He stood there like, what, Jeff Probst is the host of Survivor, being like, you guys get a barbecue with Tayshia with hot dogs and burgers all afternoon, and the other guys have to go home. Like, he said it like how they say it on Survivor, and I was like, what the fuck, Chris Harrison? Like,
yeah, he was saying it implying that the other men would be deprived of food,
or they're like, because like on Survivor, like, it's a reward, like, you've worked hard, like, here's some good food that's not rice. Like, are they not feeding the contestants? Like, is the Bachelor now Survivor? What's happening?
Bachelor. Survachelor. I don't know. Survachelor. Yeah, that was interesting. And then they showed us no footage of
the party. None. All. I was glad that the guys got to come back, but like, I wanted to see footage of the party. Instead, we got to see Jason struggling. And you know what? I feel bad for Jason.
Me too.
But I was glad that he was able to, like, go have a conversation with Tayshia and, like, speak about it like a man.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. And I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's genuinely a good guy. And I think he was genuinely struggling. And
I love that he was being open about how he was feeling. He was, like, genuinely, like, Claire did force him to trauma bond with her. So I get why he was struggling. And it's not an easy thing for him. And Tayshia was understanding to an extent. Like, I think part of Tayshia was like, this is what I was scared of, that men weren't here for me. But he wasn't trying to make her feel like that. You know, he was like, I like genuinely, like, you don't know what went on with Claire and I, but I'm not comfortable sharing. But I know that I can't give you what you need, and you don't deserve that. And I think he was really comforting and just really mature in the way he handled that situation.
Right. Yeah. I think it was very mature of him. And I think a lot of it was that, like, he had never really opened up to people like that before, and he did it with Claire. And, like, when you open up to somebody like that for the first time, like, you definitely bond with them in some way, and you definitely have, like, especially if it's, like, a romantic interest, you have sort of feelings vested in that because they know, like, the deepest parts of you at that point. So that's really hard to be like, okay, well, she's gone, and here's this new person, do it again, I think. And I respect him for being honest and open with his feelings. He even, like, reassured her when he was like, I'm leaving. She's like, I was scared of this. And he's like, everybody in there is there for you, I promise. Like, he was, like, very, very kind about this. And I think the conversation could have gone so much poorly if it was anybody else, or, like, so more poorly if it was anybody else. But, like, he handled this in the perfect way, I think. He was very respectful towards her and the process of all of this. And he just, like, reassured her and made her feel good. And, like, I think it was great. I think Jason's a great guy.
Yeah, I loved that. So at night we had the cocktail party. And the only guy I really wrote notes on who stood out to me was her conversation with Zach. They were really vibing, and it just felt so nice and natural.
Yeah.
And I loved them together. I'm excited to see their relationship develop. For some reason, Easy got the rose.
That was weird.
Yeah, like, yeah, they had a conversation. Like, it was a fine conversation. I just don't think it was as good as Zach's conversation, you know? Like,
no, the vibes I agree.
With Zach were immaculate, and the vibes with Easy was more like, yeah, you had a good conversation, but I didn't really feel them vibing, you know? Like,
yeah,
he was funny, and Tayshia is funny. They're just, their energy is too similar, and I don't think it's going to work for her.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Yeah.
I don't know. My next note is Bennett is a national treasure.
He is. I wanted to see more of him.
I'm so upset that we don't see more of him. He is fascinating, as I've said before. Bennett, if you ever hear anything about this show, we would love to chat. I have so many questions for you. But, yeah, I wanted to see more of him, but he was just being truly a national treasure in every moment, especially at the end of the episode, which we will get to. Yes. But he's a national treasure. And Tayshia coming in on that horse for that one-on-one date with Brandon, Janine, how did that make you feel?
I thought it was one of the most majestic things I've ever seen.
I was really like, yes, bitch, get it. Like, let's swoop in on that horse. And it was so cute, the whole date with Brandon. Like, Brandon was so upset because Chris Harrison kept cock-blocking him.
That
first
was
he shows
funny.
Up with margaritas. And first, I love how they edited it. So it was the interview of Brandon being like, yeah, Chris Harrison cock-blocked me. And then he was talking about trying to get to, like, the right moment with Tayshia. And then it cut right to Chris Harrison showing up. And then him in a separate interview at a different time going, I love Chris. He's my guy.
Yeah, oh my god, that was
right
so
after
funny.
He had finished talking about, like, Chris Harrison, like, cock-blocking him the first night. He's like, he cock-blocked me the first night. I love him. He's my guy. And then right back to, I wish Chris Harrison would leave us alone.
Dude, legitimately, I felt so bad because he was just like, I want to kiss her. I want to kiss her. And I'm like, but honestly, how are you guys going to kiss when you're on separate horses?
Yeah, I was also concerned about that. Oh my god, Chris Harrison running it on the scooter, though. We cannot ignore what happened.
What happened?
Just him running and getting on a scooter.
Oh.
And him showing us, him scooting to the next place. Why did they show us that and not, like, the date conversation?
You know, that's a great question. Chris Harrison was really out there working for his paycheck that day.
He was.
Yeah, that was, it was interesting. It was very interesting.
Yeah, but I love Tayshia. I thought the whole date was so sweet. And he was so worried.
Yeah.
About, like, telling about his divorce. And, like, I thought that everybody knew that Tayshia was married before.
Same.
Apparently a lot of Bachelor Nation also forgot.
What? That was, like, a main thing that she talked about on when she was on Colton season.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's because we're a Tayshia stan account.
Maybe it's just because we pay attention.
Maybe. But he was so nervous. And she was like, no, like, it's okay. And just the bond. It was just so sweet. But when she said that, like, she could really see a future with this guy and he might be it. Mm-hmm. All the memes people have made of, like, Chris Harrison being like, don't you fucking dare.
I have this meme of it's Chris Harrison when he was talking to Claire and it's just, like, him, like, stone face, but, like, they photoshopped a gun in his hand. And it's so fucking funny.
Or, like, I've seen a lot of ones with that, like, Michael Scott meme of, like, don't you fucking try it. Or, like,
I will fucking kill you.
Chris Harrison, I will fucking kill you.
Honestly, like, if anybody says, like, that's my husband, it's going to trigger his fight or flight for the rest of his career on this television show.
Right? Like, especially, like, on the first couple of dates, Chris Harrison's going to, like, sit down with the lead before they start filming and be like, please don't say this. Before week four.
It's like, if you say this to me again, I'm going to take you out back like a horse that broke its leg. I'm going to shoot you in the fucking head and we're getting somebody new in here. I am not doing it again.
It's just, it was crazy. But their whole thing was so cute. And when Brandon said, I wrote it down word for word, and I know being well-rounded isn't necessarily sexy. Brandon, being well-rounded is so sexy.
It's very sexy.
It's very sexy. He was like, he's like so like shy, reserved, and he does not understand like how beautiful he is as a person.
Yeah,
like, I'm just like this awkward like shy guy, and like I know it's not sexy to be well-rounded. I was like, it's very sexy to be well-rounded. Are you kidding me?
Do you know, like, how many men are just like anger and bacon? Like, come on.
Yeah, like being well-rounded is so sexy. Like, yes, continue to be the way you are. It was just such a sweet date, and it was just so refreshing to watch. You know, the whole episode gave me a renewed hope in The Bachelor because of Tayshia and just her energy. I just love that. I love her.
I agree. She brought like new life into the series, and I think it was much needed. Like, we just needed this change of energy. Claire felt so draining to watch, and like Tayshia is like just a complete opposite. Like, it's a complete 180.
Can you imagine if we had had actually a full season of Claire? No. I don't think we would have made it. I think we would have died.
You know how, like, in Greek mythology, like, people would go to hell and it would be, like, their worst nightmare that was their punishment for eternity? Oof. My ancient Greek hell is watching an entire season of Claire on a loop.
Yes, I totally agree. Are you ready to talk about the very end of the episode where our King Bennett?
I am, and I just thought of a new petition I'd like to start after we talk about this.
Okay, so Bennett is sitting down with, I don't even remember who the fuck he was sitting down with. I think it might have been Ed. Fuck that guy.
It was Ed. No, it was definitely Ed.
Just roasting Noah in his stash. First of all, Noah creeps me out. To the fullest level of creep, I'm creeped out. But Bennett was just being so fucking funny and ruthless, and I want so many things from Bennett. He's, again, the most fascinating man in the world. You know all those commercials where, like, he is the most interesting man in the world. Bennett is, to me, the most interesting man in the world. Like, I'm fascinated by him. And he was being so funny. And I need to see more of him. I need to see more of his personality. Bennett on social media posted, like, part of his skincare routine. And Janine sent it to me. And I went, yes. I've been requesting nothing but his skincare routine for weeks now. He must have heard you. Know. And I feel seen, I feel heard, and I appreciate it, and I need more.
You know what I want for you? I want Bennett to be, like, your friend. Like,
I would love that.
Like, not a father figure, not a boyfriend. No. I want him to be, like, your friend. Like, your mentor. Yes,
like, am I attracted to him? No. Am I fascinated by him? Yes. I need to know more.
Do you know
what?
I
say this every week, and I will continue to say it. Until he is on Bachelor in Paradise.
True.
And I get more content.
Do you know what vibe he gives me?
What vibe does
he give you? You definitely have not seen this movie, but American Psycho, he gives me Patrick Bateman vibes if he were not a psycho or a murderer or anything. He just...
I have seen that movie.
Yeah, like, he just does his skincare and lives in New York City and has a job.
He's like Wolf of Wall Street, but, like, if you take away the drugs and add, like, a hint of Matthew Gray Goobler's weirdness.
And you also take away, like, every other aspect of that movie, because I hate that movie so much. I hate that movie so much. Troy loves that movie, and, like... I hate that movie so much.
What is Bennett's job? What does he do? What's his career?
Works in finance, I'm pretty sure. Beyond that, I have no idea. It's just because he just has money, I think.
He just, like, you would see him in the Hamptons and not think anything of it.
Right.
But he is weird, but in, like, a normal way. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's fascinating. He just seems well-adjusted.
I agree. He seems very well adjusted. And to my mentally ill brain, I'm like, how are you just doing well? I don't understand. but he's doing great. He's great. And I would like to start a petition that for whenever Chris Harrison decides he doesn't want to do this anymore, that Bennett should take his place.
I mean, I think people are petitioning for Wells to do it still. But I do think we should put Bennett in the running.
I want Bennett.
Because can you imagine Bennett hosting anything?
It'd be fantastic.
It'd be so good. It'd be funny. It'd be sassy. Now, do I think he'd be the best to give love advice? No.
Would I like to see it? Yes.
Yes. Yes, I would. I'd like nothing more. So
I agree.
Do you have any final thoughts on this episode?
I thought it was really funny when Spencer got hit in the mouth. I thought it was funny because if somebody wasn't going to hit him, I would have.
It was, yeah, he's a character. He's going to be drama.
He pisses me off. I really hate him. I take back anything nice I ever said about that man. I hate that man. He is somebody that I would see at a party and specifically decide my night was dedicated to pissing him off. I would go up to him and I would be like, the stock market's not real. Change my mind. And just not listen to anything he said. And I would just keep saying stupider and stupider things. Until he was just reduced to, like, a puddle on the floor.
You know, I would love to see that.
Somebody get me in the same room as him so I could be mean to him, please.
All right. Are you ready to move on to our other updates? Yee. All right. So the prophesized third child has arrived. Jade and Tanner have had their baby.
Today.
Last time I checked for updates, like today, like was just birthed today, Saturday, November 14th. What does that make this baby? A Scorpio still?
I think so. Let me check.
Anyway, child was born at home. They did a water birth, I believe.
Yeah, Scorpio.
You know, good for them. At least the baby didn't come out in the closet this time. Yeah. Remember last time where she gave birth in the closet?
Yes. Oh, I remember that.
Okay, can we also talk about we've been doing this podcast long enough for her to have two children?
That's insane. Wait. Oh, my God.
Because we started, like, around the time of her first birth.
That's nuts.
Because I remember us talking about, like, the baby just falling out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
That's crazy. Anyway. Yeah. Speaking of children.
Oh, boy.
Coach Crystal and her boyfriend of, what, 5 months max are with child. And she's out of her first trimester. And she looks awesome. She looks like she has no baby bump at all. But she's like, look how big my belly is, and it's really pissing me the fuck off. She's running around the beach in bikini being like, look how big my belly is, bitch. You look like you ate a burrito. Calm down.
I think she's just excited because she, like, this is her first pregnancy and she's very excited, and she's like, I'm showing.
But she's like, I'm so big. I was like, no, you're not.
I look like her on my best day if I haven't eaten
for 2 days.
Yeah, like, that's like a week of me starving myself. Not that I've done that. Don't worry about me. Just kidding. But yeah, it's like it triggered my body dysmorphia quite a bit, but that's more of a me problem. Happy for her though. Her unborn child has an Instagram already, which, I am
glitter baby.
I am not a Blitter. Fucking fan of that at all.
I don't want any of this content. I'm thinking about unfollowing her. Although I am happy for her, I really don't want to see
We're it. Happy for her. We just, like, this is a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot, and I did not ask. I did not ask, nor did I sign up for that kind of content.
I get that she's very happy. We're very happy for her, obviously. She's going to post about her pregnancy. Like, that makes sense, of course. We just don't want to see it. I'm afraid of children and pregnancy and all of that.
So, our guy, Dylan, who's dating Hannah Jade.
Did you just say our guy? He is not my guy. I don't want that fucking guy anywhere near me.
So Janine has decided she's starting Twitter beef with him, mm-hmm. which I'm fine with. I would like to preface this by, can we get a wellness check on Hannah G?
Yeah. Yikes.
Because her fiance, we think he's a Trump supporter. We're not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I agree.
We need a wellness check on Hannah G.
Yeah. I just took it upon myself to cyberbully him a little bit. I was at work, didn't have much to do. I was like, I'm going to cyberbully Dylan Barber. So he tweeted, if you would like to watch me cyberbully Dylan Barber, you can follow at the Jaded Pod on Twitter. But, he tweeted, let me find it. He tweeted, San Diego shutting down makes no sense. And I would argue, as would many people with brain cells, that it makes a lot of sense because COVID is getting fucking out of control again. The numbers are worse than they ever have been. Everything needs to shut down because people are getting sick and dying. So I think that was a really dumbass take of him. So I quote tweeted it with a meme that said, hi, I'm a white male and I have an opinion. And then he was like debating with all of these people in the comments. Well, actually, I'm right. And it's like, no, you're fucking not. Take the L and leave. And somebody said, like, well, didn't you vote for Biden, who, like, supports a nationwide lockdown? And he goes, I actually didn't say who I voted for.
Which means I did not vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah. Which, like, in the year 2020, I would think that, like, because I know a lot of people, like, older generations will say, like, oh, you don't ask somebody who you voted for. That's like asking somebody how much money they make. And I think that's, like, a very outdated view. I think we are all very outspoken about who we voted for. Unless you're ashamed of your vote, in which case you probably shouldn't have voted for that person in the first place. So, like, him saying that makes me think that he probably voted for Trump, because if he voted for Biden, he would say it, because nobody would be mad at him about it. So,
yeah,
weird take from him.
Even just saying, even responding to that is responding to exactly. it and saying who you voted for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you responded, we now know who you voted for.
Right.
Thank
it
you.
It confirms it entirely. It's like, he's just, like, trying really hard to, like, it makes me think he's trolling. Because he's like, I'm like, you're putting effort into looking like an asshole right now.
Yeah, it's interesting.
He needs to, like, stop talking. His takes have never been good. Ever.
No, and if he starts toting around a gun like the Garretts, we're gonna have to add him to that pile.
Oh my god, what if he joins the gaggle of Garretts?
The gaggle of Garretts. We're gonna have to change his name to Garrett.
He'll be Garrett Jr.
We're not gonna put him into the gaggle of Garretts
yet. He's on the periphery.
He's like on Garrett
watch. Yeah, we're like keeping him in the line. Like, he's in the line. We don't know if he's gonna go in or not. He's thinking about it. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Let's talk about the season preview for Tayshia and the subtitles that we have noticed in Bachelor Nation. So in the subtitle where it's talking about, like, she doesn't know who these guys is, she doesn't know what she's in for, the subtitles say that it is her ex speaking.
Yeah, like, it says, like, his name.
And we all think that's really fucking crazy. Tayshia has said, like, why would you even bring him into it? But, like, I feel like the producer bring into it, and we don't know if it is him talking, if it's one of the guys talking. Like, we have no way of fucking knowing. But why in the subtitles would they put his name? You know, that's not like a weird auto-populated thing. Like, that's purposeful.
Right. Yeah. It's like somebody had to input that clearly. I don't think it's him. I think it sounds like Bennett talking. If anything, I think the producers put that in to make people talk about it more, which, yikes. But
they're just trying to create drama where it doesn't exist.
Yeah, which, like, there's enough going on with the season that people are talking about it. Like, you don't need to do anything else. So Tayshia, well, E! News made, like, an article about this, and they're like, why is Tayshia's ex-husband in this? And Tayshia clapped the fuck back so hard. She, like, commented, and she's like, make sure you stretch before you reach. And I'm like, yes, bitch. And then she posted this thing on her story of her, like, talking. She's like, leave me alone. This is about my journey. It's not about my past. Leave him alone. We're leading separate lives. Stop fucking talking about it. Enough. Which, valid. I get it. But, like, she didn't say that it wasn't his voice, like, explicitly.
It'll be interesting to see when that actually happens. You know how they like to edit things and they don't actually air, like for Colton's season when they, in the preview, it had the, you could see Hannah B going to him.
Yeah. And like with Peter's season where him and Sydney fucked. They edited it out. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't fully edit out him and Sydney fucking, though.
No, they did not.
Let's not lie. So, yeah, what else do we have for Bachelor Nation this week?
What the fuck else do we have? Oh, yeah, so Mike, how do you say his name? Fleece, Fleiss? Mike Fleiss.
Hate that guy.
Tweeted, scumbag. Yeah, he sucks. And he tweeted, let me find it, about Paradise. Let me read the exact
tweet. Like, we could do Paradise. I don't understand why we can't do Paradise.
He said, return to Paradise, hashtag Bachelor in Paradise. So cool.
It makes so much sense to do Paradise. Paradise is already, like, a quarantined environment.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like they could do it with how they're doing all of...
any season.
Yeah.
Like, they quarantined everybody again for the Mentel All at the resort where Matt James is filming at. Like, right. They just filmed that the other
day. And they have that resort. Like, why not do it there?
Or literally rent another resort. Resorts are still struggling. It's more than possible to do Paradise.
It's very possible, and I don't think they should go to Mexico and do it there, obviously. Like, that's not fucking smart to do. Like, do it somewhere in the U.S., quarantine everybody, and just, like, get it going. There's lots of, like, tropical-looking resorts that they could go to in the U.S., like...
Right?
Like, it does...
There's so many things they could do. Yeah. But also, like, Paradise, maybe in, like, a snowy location, maybe in, like, Colorado.
That would be so cool.
That would be so cool. Like, I just think it'd be so cool to, like, see, like, it's been a weird year. Like, let's mix it up. Let's film Paradise in the winter. Right. Let's, like, film it in Colorado or some shit. And, like, do it at, like, a ski resort.
Yeah, like, that would be so cool. The only thing that does worry me is, like, with how bad COVID's getting, I'm not sure it would be, like, a super awesome idea to do it right now. But.
No, I don't think we should do it right now.
It's but possible. I'm saying
we could do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they already have all their crew quarantined. Like, if they went right from Matt James' season to filming Paradise, all you have to do is quarantine the cast.
Exactly. Like, it's so easy to do.
Because your crew's already been quarantined.
And, like, at this point, I'm confused that he even tweeted that, because I expected it to be happening. So I'm like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, we know. Why are you pointing it out?
Yeah, we know. Paradise isn't canceled. Like, people love Paradise so much. Paradise brings in so many viewers. Like, you're not canceling Bachelor in Paradise. Like,
I always expected them to do it. So it's kind of like, okay, we get it.
It was just a matter of when are they doing it.
It'll be interesting, though. I'm interested to, like, see who they bring in and if they have, like, Listen to Your Heart people there, honestly.
I don't want Listen to Your Heart people there. I don't. It doesn't make sense to Bachelor Nation to bring them in.
Yeah, it would be,
it'd be weird because their experience isn't the same as a regular Bachelor Nation experience. Like, it'd be weird.
And I feel like their season was basically Paradise anyway.
Yeah, I don't want Listen to Your Heart people there. Not only did I not watch it and don't like it, I don't care for them either.
Not only do I not like not the show, but I actually hate them individually as well, said Jen.
Not enough people watched it to bring them to Paradise. It'd be like when they bring on people from foreign Bachelors to Paradise, when everyone's like, who the fuck is this person? It'd be exactly like that. And those people never last. And we are not invested in them. Like, as Bachelor Nation, the ratings for Listen to Your Heart fucking tanked. They're not bringing them to Paradise.
Yeah, I agree. I think if they bring anybody, it'll probably be like one person. But I don't know that they're going to do that, so.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, but I hope it's not that.
Oh my god.
All right. So do we have any updates from when we asked Troy for predictions?
We do have updates. So I have Troy's prediction and then I have his friend Colin's prediction. So we'll go with Colin's first. So Colin says Damar or Ben for Tayshia. Okay. And then Troy said Brendan.
Troy, you are a smart man.
Very smart man. I didn't want to give anything away. And then I was like, that's interesting. And he's like, so I'm right. And I said, no, it's interesting. And he was like, so I'm right. And I'm like, I mean, you're not, but I can't tell you that you're right or you're wrong.
It just, like, he should have been right. Like, with the way we think it goes down, like, he should have been right. And who knows, like, they could be together right now.
And, like,
and we just don't know. Because I feel like her and him would have worked out. I just feel like he psychs himself out at the end. And that makes me sad.
Also, like, I asked him this before the episode aired, too. So he didn't even see their one-on-one before he saw that, before he predicted that, which is interesting. Also, but when you see the shots of, like, I mean, mild spoiler, I guess. When you see the shots of Tayshia with, like, whoever she picks and she's in, like, the final dress, whatever, it's very clearly Zach. Like, very clearly, to the point where even Troy was like, that's Zach, and I had to lie and be like, they use a stand-in for that. I just lied, because I didn't want to spoil it for him, but, like, it's very clearly.
They really went, like, let's just hope nobody notices.
I noticed immediately, and, like, for Troy to notice, too, like, because I was looking for it. He wasn't looking for it, because he doesn't know, and he's like, that's that guy, and I'm like, what guy? And he's like, that's Zach guy, and I'm like, no, they use a stand-in. That's not anybody. That's probably, like, a PA. Sorry, Troy, that I lied to you.
I just, like, I mean, he doesn't listen to spoilers.
No, I don't think he listens to us.
But yeah, that's an interesting observation.
Yeah, I asked him for his other friends' predictions, but I do not think they responded. I can provide them when we get them, though. Maybe next week, we'll see.
Yeah, so that's all we have for Bachelor Nation this week. Janine, do you have any personal updates?
Thanksgiving is going to be me and my parents, and my mom bought a 22-pound turkey for the three of us.
Why?
It was the smallest one at the store.
What?
Yeah, isn't that insane? I thought they would be really small, but apparently they were not.
That we can't even have large gatherings this year. That makes no fucking
sense. No, so
sense.
Now I'm going to eat turkey for probably the rest of 2020, which I'm not mad about.
It's a fuck ton
of turkey. It's gonna be a lot of turkey. Maybe we'll give it to Layla. Layla would eat it all. She would eat the entire 22 pounds, and she only weighs 9 pounds, so that would be a fuck ton for her.
I will be working on Thanksgiving.
Ooh, exciting.
I know, truly thrilled. I hope nobody comes into the restaurant.
Yeah, I hope not. And I'm like, I would like to start working from home at some point. That would be nice. I think Connecticut's probably going to shut down again, so we're going to be forced to.
I mean, once Biden's sworn in, I think we're all shutting down yeah. again. And Florida will reluctantly
yeah,
do
I
it.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm just like...
Which is fine if I get money, because then I can only work one of my two jobs. And
right.
I don't make enough at one job to pay for everything I have to pay for. Right. So I would like maybe a stimulus, or like their plan mentioned something about any lost income.
Yeah.
The government would cover, which would be, you know, the bare minimum they could do.
Yeah, you know how, like, a government's supposed to take care of its citizens? Like, some of that might be nice, you know.
But, yeah, there's not a lot going on with me. I bought a cute Christmas pajama set today. Aww, and cute. We're buying a Christmas tree. So, we bought one last year, but it was, like, a cheapy one, and I hate it. So, now we're going to, like, actually invest in one that I don't hate. Because I'm so used to live trees that artificial trees irk me.
Oh, Jen doesn't have a live tree this year.
I don't like fake trees. My roommates don't want to get a live tree, and it makes me sad.
We've always had fake trees like, here, I think.
If I get a live tree, like, I'm used to, like, going and cutting it down, and that's just not an option in Florida. No. Unfortunately.
Just drive up to Connecticut.
Cut down a tree. Drive back with it on top of my Jetta.
That'll definitely work and be fine.
But yeah, not a lot going on over here other than it's Christmas time, motherfucker.
It is November 14th, so it's not.
It is. It's Christmas time.
I don't like the Thanksgiving erasure. I say this to you every fucking year.
Yeah, I don't like Thanksgiving. You know this.
Fuck you.
You know, I'm not a fan of any of the elements of Thanksgiving. Not a big Thanksgiving food fan person. I'm not a big thing of, you know, the whole, like, colonization of the
U.S. Okay, well, that's valid. Just, like, I separate...
the slaughter of natives.
I separate...
Not really into that.
That either. From my dinner.
I'm also not really into spending extended amounts of time with my family.
Okay, well, that's fair. That is absolutely
fair. So
there's
no element of Thanksgiving that I enjoy. So I do not mind working on Thanksgiving, as it is a holiday that I would like to forget that exists.
Well, that's mean.
For a myriad of reasons.
You just hurt Thanksgiving's feelings. I hope you're happy. Every single turkey in the world is crying because of you right now.
Well, the turkies are probably happy because I'm not
killing them. I
fucking
knew you were going to say that as soon as that came out of my mouth. I was like, this is going to blow up in my face. God damn it.
So the turkeys are actually probably more pleased with me.
Turkeys
for
assemble.
Not murdering them. Yeah, I mean the turkeys. We're gonna take Thanksgiving back.
Make Thanksgiving great again.
No, thank you.
Anyhow.
But yeah, no, it's kind of like why also like fuck Columbus Day.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Just like the slaughter of native people and just like, you know, it was like the story of Thanksgiving they try to tell us like it was a peace offering when like not really.
No, it wasn't.
It's not what it was.
Yeah, it...
And I think it's stupid for us to continue to push that narrative when that's simply untrue.
I agree. I think back to, like, what we learned in school about, like, Thanksgiving and how we always used to do, like, the, like, pilgrims and the Native Americans thing and, like, oh, they just gave them all this food. It was so crazy. It's like, no. The colonizers, not the pilgrims, the colonizers fucking forcibly took it and slaughtered them just by the way.
Oh, yeah, and, like, raped and pillaged.
Yeah,
and...
like, you know, and gave them smallpox blankets and just killed everyone.
It's like they tried to intentionally murder all the indigenous people.
And steal their land for their own gain.
Which is continuing to happen. Still mad about it.
Yup.
We'll continue to be mad.
Yup.
Fuck
the pilgrims.
So no, I'm sorry. I can't stand behind Thanksgiving.
That's valid. I just like my dinner.
Yeah, you like food. You like it for the food, not for like. I'm morally opposed to the holiday.
I am morally opposed to the holiday, but I am not morally opposed to eating turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes. So if we can make it turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes day, then it's perfect.
Just like a day where you get to have a nice meal, not like let's celebrate these people who were absolutely awful.
Right. And, like, it hurts my heart because I know that some of my ancestors were those people. And it makes me feel bad.
My ancestors came during the potato famine, so.
Yeah, I had ancestors on the Mayflower, and it kind of haunts me, like, a lot. I know it was not my fault, as I am alive in 2020 and not then. But I kind of want to go back in time and, like, slap some sense into them and be like, hey, you, stop it. Go back to where you came from.
Be nice to them.
Oh, God.
Get out of here.
Go on, get. Yeah.
So, yeah. Where can they find you until next time,
Jean? You can find me at Sexistentialism without the I on Twitter and TikTok. And you can find me at Janine Marie Coppola on Instagram. And Jen, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Jenny_227 and Twitter at TikTok as Jennifer_K Brown. And you can find us as Jaded at The Jaded Pod on all our social media platforms. Every Tuesday night, Janine is live tweeting the episode. So you can also keep up with us that way. Catch all those fire memes and also Janine bullying Dylan.
Yeah, if anybody would like to join my crusade in bullying Dylan, let me know. I'm taking applications now. And by applications, I mean just start doing it. Yeah, so what out-of-pocket shit are you going to leave our listeners with this week?
You know, Merry Christmas.
Why would you do that? Why would you do Christmas. A thing that you know is going to anger me right before we hang up and you go to work?
Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
November good night. Fucking 14th. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck Christmas. Merry fuck Christmas. You. Stop it. Stop doing it.
Okay, bye.
Fuck you. Bye.